This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name. Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now cheers. The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Nine played this.
Such a troll.
Let him have it.
They took it.
That's awful.
It is a bad fight song.
Yeah, I mean, it's the
when
same.
When did
the
beat drop?
It's the same as Clemson's. It's just not nearly as good.
And I like fight songs.
Bro.
Like, I like other fight songs. Boomer Sooner is an awesome one.
Yeah, it is.
This one
takes forever to get good.
Yeah, it does. It takes a minute. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 9:12. The once-a-month all-advice show continues. 1-800-774-0093. 1-800-774-0093. I was just called callous on Twitter.
Callous?
Yeah.
What?
I have one. I didn't know that I was.
You just have one?
Because I told that guy to do, he needed to divorce his wife. He needs somebody to tell him that. Right? I think. Let's go to Anonymous on line two, who had a similar situation. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning, Rise Guys. How are y'all?
Well, sir, what was your similar situation? What was going on?
Well, to the gentleman that just called, if you're looking for a sign, this is it. I was married by the time I left, it was 7.5 years, but I should have left a long time before that.
Right.
You know, it sucks to be a grown man and have to admit that you're in an abusive relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, my friends, my family, my coworkers all knew what was happening to me, and they were all telling me to get out, and I stayed because I kept hoping that something would change,
yeah.
That something would happen that would cause it to get better, and it never did, and I spent 1.5 years completely miserable. And
you know what's crazy to think
about?
It's not
worth your sanity.
Think about before divorce became like socially acceptable. I mean, divorce has been around for a long time, but before it became socially acceptable, imagine how many of our forefathers and foremothers had to actually live in relationships that absolutely were just dreadful, but the society and family and the church would have looked down on them, you know? It's crazy.
I do.
That's crazy.
And I stuck around for way too long, and there was
another feeling.
A fight there towards the end that really kind of broke the camel's back.
Yeah.
And the comment that I had made to her in the moment was, you know, the only reason I'm still here is because I keep hoping that it's going to get better.
Yeah.
And she immediately fired back with, well, hope in one hand, bleep in the other. And for me, that was it. That was the final straw because I knew she was not going to stop doing the things she was doing to cause such a major problem.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it wasn't 2 months after I left. She was already with another guy living with him.
Oh, my Lord.
And a month later, she lost everything.
Hindsight is 20/20. Sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the deer.
Oh, no.
You know,
it is.
As Mary Chapin Carpenter said. Thank you, sir. God bless you. Thanks for listening to the show.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good one.
All right,
take
you
it, guys.
Take it, guys. We always are. Let's go to another Anonymous who's got job probs. What's up, Anonymous, with job problems?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Not much, sir. What's your job problems? You looking for one? You got one you don't like? What is it?
Well, I got one. I'm okay with it, but yeah. So basically, I'm a manager where I'm at. Actually, I don't really want to say exactly where.
Yeah,
the
don't.
Job is. All right. Okay.
Don't.
No, I just want to make sure that.
Let's just say
all right.
You work in an office setting.
Yeah. So okay. You know, it's lots of software, lots of spreadsheets. You know, so here's the deal. Like, I got this one employee on my team. Like, I oversee like a whole group of people, and this guy's been here. I don't know. It's got to be a little over 30 years, and he is by far the weakest link on my team. And I feel bad, but I want to figure out how I can either let him go or maybe like convince him that he needs to retire. Like, it's time.
Is he old enough to retire? Like, did he? He could have started working there when he was 20. You know.
Yeah, I mean, he's probably mid. He's like mid 50s. The problem is like he can't do anything on the computer. Now he can't type. He uses like the hunt and peck, like the two fingers like method to type. Like, it just, everything takes forever.
Yeah.
He can't do anything. You know, he's like, believe me, when it comes to like spreadsheets and stuff, he's completely lost. Like, even that is like new technology to him. And he gets help from other people, like, that help him because they like him. He's a good guy, but like, you know, I want the position to go to somebody who can actually, you know, do something with it.
Yeah. Is that your call? I mean, I know you said you're the manager, but like, do you wield that kind of power?
Yeah, I mean, as I said, like, we kind of each oversee like different divisions, so I technically could fire him, but it would look better coming from one of the higher ups. But it's not that I don't like the guy. You know, he's a good guy.
He should be the manager if he's been there for 30 damn years.
If he don't do anything,
well, yeah,
certainly.
Exactly. You know, he's been here 30 years. Like, I don't know. It's just that, like, you know, we all have different teams, like I said, you know, in this office. And, like, I get stuck with the guy, you know. And I would just rather have somebody, like, a little bit younger who knows kind of what they're doing. Like, people skills, don't get me wrong. Like, he's good, you know. He's old school. Like, he's great with customers. He's you know, he's got the gift of the gab. He's one of these, like, you know, he's a people person. Like, clients love him.
Yeah.
Customers, like, they love him, but he's just, he's got limitations, you know. He's older, and like he's just stuck. He's stuck in sort of the old school way of doing things, and like, you know, he wants to do everything the way he did when he first started, but that's 30 years ago, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, you got numbers, you got quotas, you got all that stuff. If it's not being met, it's not being met. But if it's being met, then it's being met.
You have to perform.
Yeah.
If he isn't performing, then that's an issue. But if all the numbers add up, then, but apparently they don't, or else you wouldn't be upset about it.
Right.
No, I mean, you know, we're not in horrible shape, but we could be doing a lot. You know, my group could be doing a lot better if, you know, we had someone who really, you know, was kind of with the times at some point. You know, I feel bad. You know, the guy's kind of a. He's a little bit of a loner. Like, he doesn't have kids. He's not married. He's lived with his mom forever, you know. But he's one of these, like, he never showed any ambition to move up. He was happy with where he was because he makes all right money, you know. Like, there is a sales element to it, which he's pretty good at, you know, because I told you, like, he's good with people. But, like, I don't know. You know, and since he's older, like, his behavior in the workplace is kind of, I don't know, outdated, I guess.
Like, he's still talking sexist talk about women, maybe a racial joke out back?
Yeah, like, you know, nothing, like, too horrible, but every now and again he says something where you're like, you know, really, it's not, that kind of thing doesn't really fly anymore.
Always talking about the border, things like that.
Really, around here?
Hard to believe.
Well, I mean, look, I'm not in management. I would never think about being in management. I can't even fathom having to be a manager. But if you take that on, you got to be able to deal with people. I mean, remember, we're all human beings around here. But at the same time, there's a job that's got to be done.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how to how to almost get it so that he makes the decision to want to leave.
Oh, no. You know, so you're wanting to make his job bad where he just wants to quit?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
No, I mean, I would just...
I mean, maybe that's not the right... I don't know. Like, or I guess maybe get something to my, you know, to the owner of our company.
Find another job. Make him go to Job Recruiters or one of those and sign him up for a job and then lure him away.
Why don't you just worry about your job?
He's the manager. He's that guy's manager.
Yeah, I mean, if they're working jointly on things, then it kind of intersects there. But at the same time, it seems like you like this guy as a guy quite a bit.
I like him as a guy. I'd get a beer with him, but like, you know, he's from time to time, he makes me look bad. You know, I'm ahead of him. He's part of my team. And, like, I don't know. I just, maybe what you said, maybe trying to recruit him towards another job. Like,
Yeah,
I would do that. Maybe
something he'd be great at. And,
plant some
kinda
drugs in his desk. What about that? Would that be breaking any kind of rules?
No, that's unprofessional.
Well, I'm making funny jokes.
It's also probably a felony.
It's illegal. I mean, you know.
Yeah, that could go bad.
I was totally joking about the planting of the drugs. You know, look, a job's a job's a job. And when you take on those kind of roles, you have to realize that you're managing things. And at the end of the day, if it's messing up your job, then you've got to manage and you've got to take all the personal feelings out of that. You just feel guilty about feeling that way.
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah,
of course I do. He's been there 30 years. You know, it's hard.
What have you done to try to help the guy? To help him advance and keep up with everybody else?
I try to take the time. The thing is, I don't have the time to just coach him through everything. You know, little things I can sort of help him with, but I can't show him every new program we're going to use.
Right.
You know, like, I'm not a tutorial, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, I don't know. I've never managed. I would just say divorce him is what I would say. Yeah. I want you to divorce him. No, so,
is part of management, though, working with everybody and getting people where they need
to
be.
Well, you just told him to mind his own business.
No, I told him to do his job.
Which is managing. But it seems to me that part of this is it's almost like you want to replace him with someone who doesn't need to be managed.
I mean, at least not managed as much. Yeah, when you say it like that, I kind of say.
Wait a minute. Do we maybe have a friend that you'd like to slide into that position? Do
yeah,
we maybe? You maybe know somebody?
I mean, I have a couple ideas.
Oh,
but
now
there
we know.
There it is.
Dirty dog.
Yeah, a little friendipism here going on, or whatever it's called. Can you have nepotism with friends, or is that ancestral? Go ahead. Who knows? I don't know. Do what you want to.
Tell
you want
sucks.
To anyway. I mean, at this point, you know that you just, again, you're like the guy earlier. You just need somebody to say it. Tell him to fire him, not.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know the guys.
All right.
Can't do it. Divorce him, though. Matt had the best advice.
If he's not doing his job, fire him.
You're a typical manager. It's 9:24. The business day's been going on. You raffling off calling a radio show.
Well, he's managing. He's not doing anything.
Well,
no,
whatever.
He's not.
All right. I don't know what to do. Good luck with the guy. Throw him a going away party if you let him go and send out a mass email, okay?
Yeah, at least let people know
let
he
people
doesn't
know.
Work there anymore, because that's weird.
Yeah, that's weird. All right.
Good luck. Give him a nice watch or something.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Give him an Apple Watch just to be passive aggressive about it. Look, he ain't going to know how to work it.
I mean, that does have to suck, but just like everything else, you have to adapt. You have to learn. You have to figure out how to do stuff when the technology changes, you know?
Yeah, that's, but you also should be trained on it.
Yeah.
You should be trained on it. That's right. You missed that webinar. All right. we'll take a little break here. Paige, what are you working on in the news complex?
Well, for the first time in 25 years, wine drinking in the U.S. went down. So what's replacing it? I'll get into that next in your Eyes, Guys.
Weed.
Right, all the above.
Charcuterie.
Weed or White Claw?
Car service. All right, we'll find out next in your Rise Guys headlines. Thank you, Jimmy.
Get the Rise Guys on the radio.com app. Stream live every morning.
No better way to start your day.
And don't miss a show with the Daily Podcast. Oh. Just make 93.3 the planet a favorite on the radio.com app.
It really strengthens your groin.
This is the Rise Guys morning show. 93.3 the planet.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige.
and her big ol' hoo-has.
All right, so the data is in, and overall we drank more last year than we did in 2018, spent more money on booze, but so here's the figures. For the first time in 25 years, wine drinking in the U.S. went down 1%.
One whole percent?
One whole percent. Beer drinking?
Well, yes.
Went down?
Whoa, no.
For the fourth straight year, dropping 2.3%.
That seems odd to me because I've known people that were perennial liquor drinkers that are now into the, like for the first time really being into the whole consuming of different types of beers.
Yeah.
Because it's such a plethora of anything. They got some now. It smells like weed.
Yeah, lots of it. Oh. I mean, hops are very similar.
Yeah, but I mean, it smells like weed.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, hops are very similar. So that, yeah, some of the hops are right,
I smoke
right
that
on
beer.
Point. Yeah, you can.
Yeah.
So what do Americans want? They want something with a little bit more bubble or bite. So nine was kind of on to the White Claw thing.
It doesn't have any bite.
It's got bubbles.
It's got bubbles.
A little bit of bubbly.
So the big things now are hard liquor and hard seltzers.
Yeah. Hard liquor, I accept.
Well, I mean, that's what they call them.
No, I know.
Seltzer.
I know. Yeah. I saw another one jumped in on that bandwagon the other day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Big one.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean.
No.
Well.
You know, it is what it is.
People want to drink alcoholic bubbles with no taste.
Pretentious tiny can.
But, like, you know, part of you thinks, oh, wine, that's like, you know, baby boomers and stuff. But, like, but white women. I mean, but white women, like all the, like every, it's like there's this whole wine of
culture
is the, thank you. You're the guy who, when I can't think of a word, it's always there for me.
I'm king of the Madman match game.
It's like, you know, you'll see the thing like, wake up, drink wine, repeat, or I bought Caitlin a wine glass that holds an entire bottle of wine. Like, it was a huge wine glass. Kind of a joke, but it works.
Yeah.
But there's a whole wine culture of that. So I wonder what causes that whole thing. I guess people want to just get turned real quick.
Yeah, maybe working wine women's Wednesdays changing to whatever, you know. Because now
working wines women's Wednesdays.
Yeah. So now the people are drinking the big five liquors, whiskey, vodka, rum, tequila, and gin. So their sales were up a little over 2%, 2.3% last year.
Don't give gin any credit. You know, don't.
And hard seltzers went up almost 50%. So that's where it's going.
Hmm.
I don't know.
What about Mike's Hard Lemonade? How's that doing on the sales charts?
Where's Zima? Smirnoff Ice.
Well, according to this, people are buying it. So.
Yeah. I am on that Moscow Mule tip. I like just the Moscow ones. I know it's Russian. I still like it though. I don't like the strawberry version or the peach version. I just like the Moscow Mule, and it's got to be in that copper cup. Don't you send it out in a clear glass?
And chilled.
Hell yeah, yes. Ice cold.
Yes.
With a nice lemon wheel on the side, or maybe a lime. Whatever you do.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'll drink a beer, shoot some whiskey. That's about it.
Yeah, I didn't know what a Moscow Mule was. I just looked it up.
They're wonderful.
Vodka and beer together?
Ginger beer, though. It's way different.
Ginger beer, yeah.
It's not beer.
It's like root beer.
Yeah, it ain't
ginger
like
root beer.
It's not like chugging a PBR and then taking a shot of Absolut.
Yeah. No, there's no sucking or slamming or any of that.
Don't imagine an Irish car bomb. It ain't the same thing.
Uh-uh.
No. What is that?
It's where you
drop it into the beer.
Jameson in the Guinness and drink it.
Oh. Yeah, I don't like it. It's like a turducken of beer.
Oh, goodness.
Guinness by itself. Rough stuff.
You know
well,
what?
Not if you smoke. It's like cigarette ash.
The one thing that I can tell you that I will absolutely always refuse is shots of tequila. I hate it.
Yeah.
Really?
I hate it.
Not
I hate it
cold.
The next morning.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to. Anything that you have to get something and not only prep for, but some kind of after taste effect, it ain't good.
Yeah.
It's not good. There's no enjoyment of, you're just trying to get effed up fast.
Yeah, I mean, if you, hey, you want some tequila? What, they quit making whiskey? Jerk.
Sorry, ma'am.
Oh, boy.
I know it makes her pants fall off, but regardless, she should wear a belt and you should quit drinking tequila.
Yeah, yeah, get some pants that fit.
Well, this story's for the single ladies. And there's a billionaire looking for a new girlfriend. and the first date's going to be a little different than what you're normally going on. There's a 44-year-old billionaire. He's looking for a girlfriend, and after he picks someone, their first date will be a trip to the moon.
Is he a sheik?
No, he's a businessman in Japan.
Oh.
So you're going to go to the moon if you're interested. He's looking for women over the age of 20, so you got to get your applications in by Friday. And, of course, it's going to be on some kind of reality show.
Of course. Yeah. I wonder if it's the
Space Bachelor.
If it's the same guy that gave away money.
He was the first person to buy a private trip to the moon from SpaceX. And he wants to take his new girlfriend with him up there. So his name is Yusaku Maezawa.
Thank you.
Yes, you're welcome.
He was in WrestleMania 8.
This ain't going to work well for him.
Why?
You just
think she's going to use him to get on TV and go to space?
How these types of things don't work. He won't get hardly any response. You think a billionaire would get a blank ton of response. He won't hardly get no response to that. I'm watching a dude I follow on social media try to find a date for a metal concert.
Is this the guy who's catfishing himself?
No. That guy's happy with his fake girlfriend.
Any updates on that, by the way?
Dude, it's
getting... Save it for tomorrow if there's more updates. I was thinking about that yesterday.
It's getting worse. I mean, this is kind of worrisome at a point.
Oh, man.
But, I was watching a guy on social media trying to find a date for a metal concert.
Uh-huh.
And he thought, having the tickets to this metal concert, yeah, I'll be able to get a date out of this. Then we'll be boyfriend and girlfriend or whatever. I don't think a woman wants to go to the moon or out of state with you on the first date. I don't think they typically want to do that.
Is that true, Paige? Let's say that you had a first date with someone, and he's like, guess what? We're going to fly to the moon. Or we're going to go to Gatlinburg. There's somewhere you wouldn't do it, would you?
Not unless I really liked him. Because, going on vacation with people, that's when you really get to know them, and if they're really annoying.
Mm.
Can you imagine going to a moon with someone, to the moon with someone you don't like, and they annoy the hell out of you?
How long
that trip would be. Yeah. Like, please.
Man, what if he's worth $2 billion
like this guy? The money doesn't matter if he's just, like, creepy.
Why is she winking at you when she says?
It's the same guy that gave away money to his, he's about to his Twitter followers.
That's okay. I see that all the time. Yeah. And I see friends of mine that retweet it that do well. And I'm like, come on.
He did it last year. And everybody gets about $9,000 a piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they have to, they track the data. Did it make you happy? Did it change your life? It's like a social experiment.
Yeah.
It changed my life. That's life-changing money to me.
How much?
$9,000.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
That'd be nice to have.
That's going
to
change your life a little bit, yeah, because you're going to get $9,000. Yeah. A dollar is going to be life-changing. Yeah. It's a dollar more than you had.
9,000 of them be a nice little cushion to have under you for a little while.
Yeah. Help you pay some bills.
I'll take a few before next Friday.
Woo!
A little more cushion for the pushing.
Oh, boy.
Fat boy wants money, Matt. Give him some.
Come on, people.
You got extra?
How are you?
All right, so...
Holler at me Friday week.
Yoga, it's supposed to put you in a nice state of mind and relax you, right? And make you sometimes see things in a different way if you're practicing yoga every day.
You just described acid, I think.
Am I?
Yoga never made me see nothing, man.
Do you still yoga, Jimmy?
Not as much as I should.
Yeah.
I need to do it every day, but I don't do it every day.
Well,
it's tough.
Yoga didn't help this guy either. There's a yoga instructor in Iowa who got mad a few months ago when someone was using their phone in a movie theater during Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, that's not good to do.
Yeah, so after the movie, he punched the guy. And for some reason, even though this happened back in September, the arrest warrant for this guy, Nicholas Glasgow, it just went out on Friday, and he was arrested on Sunday for assault and criminal mischief. Because he got so upset because someone was using their phone during that movie.
It's a great movie. You wouldn't want it to be, to be interrupted for you.
Nah.
I'm just wondering how he was using the phone. Was it was the screen lit up for a few seconds and he got mad about that?
Well, I mean, it was still the whole time because after the movie ended, the guy told him to apologize for ruining the movie for him, but he didn't, so he punched him. You ruined my experience.
Maybe he was taping the movie. People still do that. Go in the theaters, sit back row, and video it.
Yeah, but they got that little gimmick now where they kind of scan the room and they can see
mm-hmm.
who's got what.
Plus, there's a guard there half the time looking in. Some of the movies that, if you go like on a Saturday or mm-hmm. you know, a busy night. You can't.
Yeah, going to the movies kind of sucks now.
Yeah. Well, remember the whole you got to pick your seat crap now, and then people don't really stick to their picked seats, and it becomes a rigmarole.
You said that. You were right.
Unless you want to go at like 1 p.m. on a weekday during the school year, going to the movies kind of sucks now because there's armed guards, and understandably why there are, but there's this huge. It's like it used to be you just go see a movie. It's like this sucks now. This is not what it used to be.
They don't even show old ones during the summertime anymore. Remember the dollar movies during the summer?
Loved it. That's where I played Simpsons arcade game.
Right.
We would go there in a foot of snow, barefoot.
Yeah, we did.
It was uphill twice.
Well, there's a new study out that wanted to find the exact age when we're the most miserable as people. So this is from Dartmouth College in New Hampshire. And they were looking at data from almost 8 million Americans over the past 3 decades to figure out when people were their most miserable. And the answer from all these people was a little over 47 years of age.
Over 47?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That means it's going to get worse.
So basically, our happiness as adults goes kind of like in a U-shaped curve. We're happy when we're 18. And we started getting a little bit more miserable in our 20s, our 30s, our 40s. And then it bottoms out when you hit 47. And then after that, we start getting happier again because then you kind of realize.
Will you get a flu shot next year?
Get one every day.
I hate the flu. You got the flu, don't me.
You do. I'm going to sneeze on you.
Because, you know, the reason why middle age is so depressing because you realize whatever big fantasy dream that you have, it's probably not going to come true that you're going to be asked to be back on the football team.
Come on, what are we saying to the next generation? All those dreams and stuff, it's probably not going to come true.
Well, I'm just saying, putting it into perspective, say, I want to be a ballerina. You're going to realize in the middle, it never happened. It's never going to happen. Just say goodbye to that.
I think that age, at least in my mind, is the age when a lot of people's kids are going to be graduating college or going into college. There's going to be a whole lot of empty nesting going on.
Yeah.
And I think that's where you look back and you say to yourself, did I raise them right? Did I do everything, you know, that I should do? Do I have to worry about this young punk at work that's going to try to hoodoo me and get me fired because I'm 50? You remember the guy from earlier?
Yeah.
I think that's where a lot of that comes in. You know, it's around that time. I guess midlife crisis. Although, you know, are you really going to live to be 94?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you hope. Well, I don't know. I don't really want to live that long. Do you want to live to 94?
I'll still be working here, probably.
Well, as you get older, you start to put your life in a better perspective, and you become grateful for what you have, which is why you start getting happier after the age of 50. And
okay.
You know, when you get that much older.
Yeah, I mean, you'll be dreading that. Oh, man, I'm about to turn 50, I guess.
Yeah.
Some people don't want to do that.
Now he's turning into Coach O as he gets for Clint by the sinuses.
No, Dragons. Talk to amongst yourself.
You're going to live.
My God, we just won a
match.
All right.
We just scored.
Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique. I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Thank you, Paige. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll tell you all about tomorrow. It's the Rise Guys. Guys.
The Radio.com app is the official home of the Rise Guys Morning Show on your phone. Download it today and make 93.3 The Planet a favorite. Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube. You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Thank you to everyone who called. Facebook, Instagram, Snapchatted, tweeted, emailed, all that stuff. Today's All Advice show I thought was really, really good. And hopefully we can get some updates from a lot of these folks.
Hope so.
They called in with various situations. 90 will provide to us tomorrow the best damn audio available through licensing.
Absolutely, Matthew. Been working diligently, been working hard, watching many viral videos to find some good audio.
Viral. Speaking of that, you can get today's podcast. Go to theriseguys.com, iTunes, Google Play, or text podcast to 72341. And also, I meant to say this earlier, and maybe I did, I forget. You're pissed off about the game last night, 864-241-4318. That's the FOF line. Or maybe you're mad about 9 playing all the LSU songs today. 864-241-4318.
So I just dial 864-241-4318. 4318 for the FOFR.
That's right, Jimmy.
Okay, it's easy enough.
That's the way to do it. The P1 payoff continues next. Paige, not only will Rock Your Work Shabby $1,000 coming up here shortly, Fat Boy.
Puerto Rico.
5 a.m., Rise Guys Rewind. We'll go live at 6. Thanks for listening. Have you a blessed day. Tickle it, guys. It is good.
More rock and fewer commercial. 93-minute rock block hits you between the ears. Next on 93.3 The Planet.
Rock. Bye, baby, bye.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.